try to, I guess, read out loud as much as possible?
Yeah, thank you, or whatever.
Sort of go a little slowly. Okay. Reb Hananya ben Chadya Naimer. Or if you want to, we could not have a shiur this week, whatever you want.
No, I would definitely like to have the shiur. I just apologize, I don't have the sefer. It was just not at home.
Okay, good. Reb Hananya ben Chadya Naimer. Shneim sheyesh rebeim benem divrei Torah, hare ze moishev leitim. Shenema v'moishev leitim lo yoshev. So, Shneim that yesh rebeim benem divrei Torah, it has a shem moishev leitim, and moishev leitim lo yoshev. Aval shneim sheyesh rebeim benem divrei Torah, shkina shruya b'neihem. Shenema oz nidbu yir Hashem ishor ehu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, v'yikosev sefer zikaron lefonov, liyir Hashem l'choshev shmoi. Eli al shnayim minayin shafilechot sheyesh voisik b'teira shekach shpochev elischar shenema yeshiv bodat biyidoim kinot al olam. So the Mishnah is masbid that two people without divrei Torah moishev leitzim. If it is divrei Torah, it has a darga of more than one person who's osik b'teira, one person shekach shpochev elischar, and two people is the safe as he current. Shneim sheyoshvim. So the Maral has a few shilas on the Mishnah. Yesh lishol haraya shehevi minu moishav leitzim moishav leitzim leyoshav. He brings a raya from shenema of a moishav leitzim leyoshav. Shein niska b'zeh shein niska b'divateira. It doesn't say, the Mishnah just says if they're not doing divateira. So anything else that they're doing, who says that that's leitzim? In other words, that there's some mid ground between letzanis to divrei Torah, this dvarim is, you know, sort of stam. Sheiniska b'zishva inoisik b'divrei Torah ulai ukemashmo shemislaitzitz. Maybe it's like talking about where they are being mislaitzitz bad, yeah, where it's divrei letzanis. Boit kasha dehavil haktim shneim sheyoshev voiskim b'Torah. Ulam yischu be'ein b'nei divrei Torah. I mean, it should have started out with the tremendous mile of two people speaking divrei Torah, and then it should have said, if two people are not talking divrei Torah, you know, it's like a moshav leitzim. Boit kosher mashevi rasha gashbok kaviyas chalech sheyesh b'yisik divrei Torah. Shenema yeshiv bodat v'yidoim kinot al olav. So niska shom sheyesh divrei Torah, it doesn't say anything, it just says that it's yeshiv bodat. Gam niska kaviyas chal, I mean, it says kinot al olav, and the not all means he gets, he takes. Rashi says here, not all claim meyito, ba'am relay not all shachach, but it doesn't really say it in the pasuk anywhere. The oid kasha shama b'tchila ein b'nim divrei Torah, veitzel echad emev oisik b'teira, ve'havli loyma eitzel shnayim gamkein bein oiskim b'teira. Over there it says by Shai Shashim Ve'im B'Nim Divrei Torah, and then it says Ech Yeshiv Oisik B'Torah. So how do you describe the matzav of learning? Isik Torah, Im B'Nim Torah, and so on. So he says, appears there, Shebo Loima, Shnaim Sheyeshim Ve'im B'Nim Divrei Torah, Rak Shem Edabin Dvarim B'Telim, Kiderech B'Nei Odom Sheyeshim U'Misaf Dvarim Inyan Ho'ilam. He says, we are talking about people that are sitting together, and their conversation is really, really dvarim shel mabekach. And now he explains, ki e efsha she kasha shnayim yeshu yachad shaloi b'neim eze dvarim. So basically, he's going to explain here, it's when two people get together, when there's a get-together of two people, there has to be something between them. Two people that sit together create some sort of kesher, and the normal kesher is diburim. So it's either the retire or it's the vilatzaris. Ba'zemu k'moishav leitzim, ke'enis leitzit rak divrei schoik v'divrei hisul ve'em ve'mamish. Letzanis is diburim that are aimbo mamish. And let's I want to be magish a little bit to explain a little bit. Refutna has a very he has a maimed in the beginning. described, it says that Moloch is described as a lens. And Rav Hutna describes the two halves of a pasuk. It says that the first half of the pasuk, Rav Hutna says, is that everyone is nika kefi mehalalei. Everyone is nika kefi the things that he values. So and so there's a hacker in a person what he is by what are the things he values. If a person is spoiled from Kli Kesef and Kli Zahav, if a person is spoiled from Dvarim Shel Ruchnius and so on, then there's a second inyan that says over there that it and then it says a letz is the opposite. He says a letz is somebody who bechlal does not value anything. In other words, there's a midah in a person. It's not only that Litzanis is about Divrei Havai. Litzanis seeks to find that Divrei Havai in everything. And my friend explained extremely well that's why Litzanut Avodah Zarah is muta. Because Avodah Zarah, it's not when you speak Avodah Zarah, to speak against Avodah Zarah gives it some sort of standing, some sort of credibility. Here we speak Divrei Havai Shaboy means that it's mufka. The Litzanis means that you don't bechlal give it a maimon. So the kayach of Litzanis is the kayach of having things mufka in this world, things that are dvarim that are einam shel erech. Schoik is a diburim of ein boi mamish. It's not only the oifi of the words, but that's what it is. Well, kach dover ze she yoshim sabme ayu. Ein dvarim she'ein bei mamish. Olekach dover zehu moishav leitzim. Now, but he's bothered by, it's not quite moishav leitzim. It's not Litzanis. What's the difference? So here he says his hagdara. Af agav shim hoya adam ayim lechaber dvarim she'ein av divrei Torah. Rak sipurim she'ein bei mamish. Lo niko ze leitz. Even though if a person told somebody else things that are not divrei Torah, just, you know, mundane things, what's in the newspaper, whatever, that's not called a letz. If they call letz, who should nimshach achad divrei schoik, should have nenem a divrei schoik. Litzanis requires two nekudas. One is dvarim shem mamish, and that there's a certain tainug and arevas in those dvarim, which a schoik produces. It's fun, it's cute, it's sharp, it's witty, whatever it is. So if somebody could tell somebody an event that happened, whatever, even if it's not a Torah, it's not a schoik automatically. Being that two people, when you get together, there's a certain meshicha. The etzem his vados of two people create a certain meshicha. V'hu k'may divrei schoik v'hisul shadam nimshach achav nehanasei. And that's why it's like divrei schoik and hisul, that a person is nana from it. In other words, divrei schoik v'hisul is something which a person is nana from the etzem dvarim b'teilim shaboy. So one oifen is when the dvarim b'teilim are mixed with things that are pleasant, with divrei schoik and hisul. And a second thing is when it's part of an experience of being together with somebody. So when somebody is together, so if somebody just happens passing, tell somebody something that's not Moshav Leitzim. But if I'm kriveya to be with somebody, we're getting together, and the teichen of our conversation is nothing but Dvarim B'Teilim, then it's Litzanis. הוא כמו דיבר יצחק והיסל של אדם נמשך לבני הנעשי. כי כאשר שני בני אדם יישו מדבני בעבוי, דבר זה הם דברים שהם דממש. שאדם נמשך אחר זה כמו אחר שחק, שאדם נמשך אחר ויסל. Since the experience of being the other person is moishik the person, so the divrei betola comes with the geshmak of being together in the person of nimshach din. Well, lefikach kol yeshiva shal shnayim shemidav miyachad veizev teiru hu moishav leitzim. It's also the word yeshiva itself means a certain kvias. It's a certain permanence. So the person who is kaveya for dvarim betelim, who's kaveya and the kviyas centers on dvarim betelim, that's a much bigger pegamin in nefesh than somebody who stam. If the person stam tells us on that's not even b'seder, so it's mabika. But when he's kaveya and this becomes the thing on which he's kaveya himself, that becomes much deeper and much more problematic. That's one point. A second point. For oy kasher roy le dabe divrei Torah, v'zeh kasher shteim b'yachad, k'oz roy lem le dabe divrei Torah, ki b'shnayim divrei Torah b'yosek moshe yisraya. V'kasher mesir te divrei Torah, kasher roy lem divrei Torah, nechshav dabe zeh b'erech ha-Torah, mashe yesh v'yosek b'sicha, mashe leitzim l'gamri, kasher mesir te divrei Torah sh'ro roy lem. So he says, he explains later, that there's a special mila of 2/1. I guess we'll jump the gun and drop. In whenever you have one person, a chaimer is always unique to each person in his own. So the physical experiences that I have are individual to me. The hair of it, the teichn of it, is come with two people. So, Lamash, if I see a certain color, you see a certain color, the seeing of the color is a personal experience. The defining it as red, this is a red, we saw something red, that is, that's in common between two people. We'll speak more about it when he speaks about it later on, when he speaks about the two and so on. So, the opportunity for two people is the hechatimta to be oimed on real divrei Torah. I can now talk about something in a way that's shayach to two people, and instead of being shayach to me, and that's a lot more emes divrei Torah than that which is shayach to one person. So to use out a maimed of two people, which should be tayrdik a maimed, and you use it for some of the, that's much worse. He doesn't, this doesn't explain, I mean, every latsanis, every maishav late, every latsanis requires two people. It's hard to tell yourself just sharp jokes. So I'm not sure what the pshat is in terms of how he understands the in other words, so what is mechalik? I mean, before he said some chilik between being kaveya and not being kaveya, here I'm not sure what is being mechalik. Mashiach says, "Divtei kasher lem divtei neshar dozer be'erach peri mashiach shemayskim besich mashiach shagami kasher misiach the divtei reshro lehem." I guess I would assume that the possible nafgemini could be, let's say, the person is not a talmud chacham and it's not shayach divtei over there. So maybe in that case it wouldn't be a Moshav Leitzim because it wasn't Betzim Broyu to the Vitor. I'm not sure.
This Shaila that Rabbi just said to explain what's the chiluk between Stam telling over Letzon Dvarim Shel Mabekach according to the second.
Right, yeah.
So I thought maybe could it be the pshat is if you just tell over somebody else's news, then you're not using a hechatimta of two people for news. There's no existing hechatimta of two people. You meet him and you tell him something, so that's it. But here the pshat is there was a hisvadis, as he was saying, and you have a metzius of two people sitting together. So now you have a chatimtza for Torah. Mitzad the not just
the sort of practical nafka meaning you're saying would be the same, and yeah. Just with a different, little bit of a different hagdara. It could be. It's also I would also say something about the format, I guess. There's a certain type of you know, you can have a popular joke. You can have dvarim. When you create divrei batola that are misbadrin shmeitza, you know, keilu, it's you being conveyed as a klaldic activity. Could be that's where it is, as opposed to things that are individual. But it could be that it's the same format, but it's different age. Well, maybe Raya Masha Kosov Moshev Leitzin LeYoshev. What's his Raya? He was bothered to write for Moshev Leitzin LeYoshev. Shehoy LeLoima V'im Leitzin LeYoshev. Shine Deimel Masha Oma B'Derech Atem LeOmad. Shaderech Hu Shavad Ocholov LeChet. Hu Ascholos Achet. In other words, the structure of the pasuk is strange. B'Derech Atem LeOmad, the word Derech Atem makes sense because it means the road, the pathway to sin. But over here, the Moshev Leitzim, where's the Moshev part of it in any way the Latzanis? V'kiv sh'oschol secheta makosov uv'derech atem l'holach, l'amad. Shekach p'rzei, kiv sh'achter hoylech derech lach, in lam b'derech ahu, sh'hal yatznu alachet. So, over there, b'chet, the halicha makes a lot of sense. Avla yeshiva, in the Moshev Leitzim, called Latzanis. How is you to the mice club of the tennis? In Kedala Moshe Leitzin Leo, in Asia Kamoa Sheshneim, she may swim, and with a terrorist of Moshe Leitzin. Does it tell me she is Moshe Leitzin? So, sort of confirms it that Akapanim, it's the yeshiva aspect of the Leitzin that is a Leitzin, and the Mela, and the Mela, the that's why it's called the Moshev Leitzim. The Hechetimtza for that is a kviyas of two people and so on. I want to just sort of finish off this nekuda. He says of a Moshev Leitzim LeYoshev, the things in the world that are constructive is called his Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalelo. Things that are Miyashiv the world is positive, constructive things. That's called Oisik B'Yeshuv Shalaylam. The Morale speaks in an endless amount of places. There are things that in a Mokom Moishav these things don't exist in Yeshuv, whether it's Masikim or other things. They exist only in Shmamas and Chorbas and so on. In other words, Mokom Moishav is the opposite of Chorba and Shmamen. So when you have a lot of people living in one place, like a city, you get a lot of existence that gets developed. A lot of Yesh comes about, and a lot of Metzias comes about. Yesh is the word Yesh. It means anything which is settled, Kavua, and has the Metzias on it. The places that are Michutz L'machne, like it says by Soil Azazel, Azad Azazel, Soyer, it's as Gzeira, all sorts of places that are Michutz L'machne, all sorts of things that are not the Mokom Moishav. That's where you have the Koyachas of Churban, Harris, and so on and so forth. So Moishav is the Metzias of Kiyum, Yeshus, things that are positive. And Litzonis is the place that you have things that are michutz leyishuv, michutz from positive things, and they're all these things that are the negative of the bria. In a moishav that's ra is a moishav leitzim. It's where the yeshiva together, instead of the tachlis being to be also be yeshiva shel olam, to be constructive in terms of what it builds, mitzad its dipurim and so on, it's destructive. And that's a specially bad inyan. So when people get together, when you kivei a chevreshaft around var mitalim, that's ke'ilu creating a certain toyeva for you upon which things are going to land and not going to be able to miskayim because then it's not giving it any makom oishav. So let's say this in general, that's true about it, that it's oiker the possibility of having things that are there. That's a pshat moishav late in the yashav, meaning that they didn't create a metzias that's hefich the metzias, that's being ma'ar the metzias. Avishivin the meis and dechshav kala tans v'kein lama moishav yashav. If Moshav Shomash says shnayim sheyoshav in the Torah, harizim moishav leitim. So this is all talu in yeshiva, because that's the hechitimtza for kiyum ha'olam, and if the person uses it for things that are hefach kiyum ha'olam, that's where he did something very wrong. Umipnei kishnayim heim kashem edabim devetayri Torah Gemura. Two people when they speak to the Torah, that's a real Torah. Shatayri hi kashem moitzi a Torah befeh. Zedek a Torah Gemura. When Torah is in its fullness, when you might to prepare. V'zeh shat b'shnayim, shat t'chloi t'li prepare. The hagdara of it is, different Torah is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking or wants. It's the expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks or wants into words of the world. And the words, so it all comes as dvar. That's the divrei Torah is something which is the metzias, so to speak, of the Torah in this world. And that's why Torah is considered mitzvah bepeh when they speak about machshava divrei ma'aseh. It's something prepare. It's prepare. So, because by two people, the only way to have ideas is where each contributes. Al karchach. Two is especially the Torah of two is especially shayach the Torah. Aval echad afilu moitim in a peh. Hari efshe sheyeh b'leiti bo. When a person says it himself, he could have done it without dibur. He chose to say it out loud, but not quite the same. Akach afilu imoite dibur b'feh lo nikra ze dibur shal Torah b'chlap. Now, so that means in two people, the Torah of two people is bal karchach shayach to the world of peh. So that's the essential divrei Torah of the peh. Masha Inkin, if one person learns it, so he may or may not choose to use peh. So even if he chooses to use peh, that's sort of incidental to the etzem. That's incidental to the Torah. The Torah itself is in the world of machshava. The person thinks about it. He chose to speak it out. That's nice. He chose to speak it out. It's very, very nice. But it's not because that Torah is Torah that shayach to peh. I want to explain in the Kudah here. It's important also to understand why each and every person needs to be weighted with peh and so on. We've said many times that when an idea starts in a place where words don't really do it justice, where it's not shy to describe it with words, it's just a very vague idea. That's in the person's seichel, but it's lacked in the seichel. It ain't going for seichel not itself. I mean, you can yell and scream in a closed room, and that's and but if I mean, there's no, it's not something which the pair is really, really the right way of doing it. You're not, when you speak out at the Divrei Torah, at the end of the day, if there's nobody around, it's still basically in your machshava. You're emitting sounds, but you can't say that you translate into the world of sound, really. Masha Enke, when you have two people, so there you have, you're bringing it down to the world of Diburim Bechreach. Because the world of Diburim, and the world of Torah is to take the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring it to this world, which means to make Dibur out of it, specifically. And, so the Kli for learning really is the mouth, Dafka. And all over the places, when it lists what's the mitzvah of the Peh, the mitzvah is Torah. And Torah is a mitzvah of the Peh. Because, specifically, there is an Indian to say it out loud, but mitzad the imek shaboy, Torah is the diburim shaboy. Even mitzad the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, as far as speak a lot about the chof beis oisius that the Torah was nidna. You know, it's the pshat. Torah itself is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ideas or a tzaynis. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ideas or its sinus expressed in using the Chof Beis Oisius. That's what Torah is. And you get the advantage and disadvantage of dealing with Dibur. Because Torah's Chiddush lies not in the realm of the Seichel Shabbai, because as far as the Seichel Shabbai is concerned, that's not part of this world. The Torah, the Yesh of Torah is in the Burim Shabbai. So when two people are learning, there's a special yichud to the Torah. The Torah comes in the form of the Burim Bechreach. When one person is learning, it's not the Burim, it's a nice thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fine about it, but it's not a real realization of Torah. And that is its ikatsura. Its ikatsura is the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma. It's not pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, we need some way to give it to us, we have dibur. The nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divrei chachma that are the diburim of the Dvar Hashem. Any question?
Does that mean that when we're going to understanding Havanas HaTorah, even in our own minds, that means Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has a status of Dibur. Klape the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Listen, when a person thinks of a Chiddush, he usually starts by thinking of something kind of vague, and it's like we spoke about the difference between Chachma and Bina, but it's Mitzvah that determines the clarkite with which it is. When it reaches a dark of clarkite that it's trying to communicate it, that's when you have to write it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because that's... Okay.
Shkoyach.